It's Saturday night at Northwestern. Sultry saxophone accompanies gentle percussion from the song Is It a Crime by musician Sade Adu, drifting through Wirtz Auditorium. Her soft and smoky voice is elevated by the fluid movements of a singular dancer dressed in a gold bodysuit. The music crescendos, the dancer melts to the floor in one powerful gesture, and the crowd roars. This was just one of the many memorable moments from Into the Astros, a showcase put on by the student organization Be Burlesque.
It's just like a club for BIPOC students to, you know, I guess like learn burlesque and I don't know, just kind of like build a community and build self-esteem.
That was McCormick student Rebecca Duckett, one of the many performers for Be Burlesque. She was particularly grateful for the large turnout of active audience members who made sure to belt out cheers for every dancer.
We had worked on it for 4 months, so I don't know, it was just nice to see that all of our hard work, like that the audience was really enjoying it and that, you know, like that everything went smoothly, and it was just like a really big confidence booster for sure.
All of the dances adhered to the theme of outer space, as the name Into the Astros suggests. A variety of characters appeared on stage in extravagant lingerie and bedazzled accessories, from alien bounty hunters to sexy space Pokemon. This creativity and effort guaranteed that audience members would certainly not leave disappointed.
It was like nervous excitement at the beginning, because it was just like, I feel like I've only gone to like 2 burlesque shows before, so it was like, I know what I'm expecting, but I guess because it's like different, because I felt like I actually knew the people who were in it. So it's just like, ooh, I can't wait to like see what's going on.
Immediately as I entered the audience, it just felt like a very safe space. Everyone was really engaged and super excited to watch, which really made me really excited for the show.
And then like the second it started, it was just like an immediate just like, ah, I love this. It just like kept getting better. I felt like the energy was really good.
And throughout the entire thing, it was just an amazing performance. Probably one of my favorite things that I've been to on campus.
I was amazed, wowed. I really had a good time watching it. I felt like the concepts were very like, they kept surprising me of like, wow, like you guys really outdid yourself. I was not expecting like putting such a common situation into like, you know, like high concept kind of thing.
While Be Burlesque's performance proved to be both impressive and entertaining, it also managed to provide a unique and irreplaceable space for creative expression in Northwestern's community.
Over the course of Be Burlesque, like we were like really building a lot of friendships, and then like between just like our larger group as a whole and then our smaller group, I don't know, I just felt like at that point we'd really built like a sense of community, and I'm just like, I don't know, our relationships were so strong that it just felt nice that for our final show we were all able to just like come together and just like to see all the hard work that we all put in. It was just so rewarding.
I just really enjoyed seeing my friends that I went there to originally see, just because like in most contexts that I see them, like Northwestern can be super stressful, so it was just really amazing to see them be like very confident and excited and like really happy and just dancing together. I think that was just really amazing, because I think there isn't a lot of room for that on Northwestern.
I definitely think it's like an inclusive environment for, I guess, just more, I guess, people of color and like minority students. I definitely feel like having a safe space where it's like, that's the main brand of it, definitely puts on a different like experience when you're like going there. So a lot of the audience, you could tell like coming in, were like also, I guess, students of color.
For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.